For years, advocates for the mentally ill have been trying to get health insurers to pay for mental health treatment. Insurance companies have resisted, saying it would cost too much money. This week, the Clinton administration ordered insurance companies that cover federal employees to pay for mental health care, including treatment for alcoholism and drug abuse. The mandate brings mental illness into parity with physical illness. Jennifer Heffron is the senior director for health care reform at the National Mental Health Association. She says the new policy likely will have broad support despite the impending shift in presidential power.
Parity is a bipartisan issue. It doesn't affect just Democrats or just Republicans. It affects all types of people. So we're not too worried about the new administration coming in. President-elect Bush passed a parity law in his own state. And although it's not as comprehensive as the federal employee program or what we would like to see on the federal level, we think that, it is a very good indication that he understands the parity issue, he understands what people need in terms of mental health and substance abuse coverage, and that he'll continue to work with it.
Does the Texas program include treatment for substance abuse?
No, it does not. And in addition, it uses a list approach. It lists certain diagnoses that are eligible for protection under parity, and the National Mental Health Association is not in favor of that approach in general because it makes decisions about who's worthy of coverage and who isn't based on whatever type of diagnosis that they have. What we're really hoping is that this federal employee health benefits plan parity will push the Congress to come up with a comprehensive, broad-based parity law that will really help and end discrimination.
So you expect the new program to stay in place with the new administration coming in?
I believe so. I just really don't think that that's the main issue. I think the best issue to look at is what's Congress going to do. We're hoping that the federal employee health benefits plan parity will be a model that Congress can look to and can see that, actually parity is affordable, it's cost effective, and it's the right thing to do.
Of course, there are critics who say President Clinton didn't do enough, but he only had jurisdiction over federal workers.
Correct. And that's why we need to look to Congress to actually push this forward.
Is covering substance abuse treatment still considered radical or different or perhaps out of the scope of mental health coverage?
Yes, it is. It's a political issue more than anything. We know that substance abuse is definitely treatable, and we know that treatment works, but it is a political issue. There's a lot of stigma, like there is stigma for mental health. There's even more for substance abuse.
What do insurance companies think about this new program covering federal workers?
Well, I'm sure that they're not in favor of it. The major opponents that we have are the insurance companies and the small business workers and owners. But there are many other studies that suggest that providing mental health and substance abuse coverage actually saves money. It saves lost time. It saves absenteeism, that sort of thing, lost productivity. We've seen a lot of studies through the employee assistance programs that show that providing adequate coverage is really a smart thing to do.
Jennifer Heffron is the Senior Director for Healthcare Reform at the National Mental Health Association.